The preacher must never be boring. I don't apologize for saying over and over again that a preacher must never be mind-numbing. I have just quoted Spurgeon. If I see anybody churning round, whispering, nodding, or looking at his watch, I judge I'm not up to the mark, and must by some means win these minds. Very seldom have I to complain, and when I do, my general plan is to complain of myself, and own that I have no right to attention, unless I know how to command it. Lloyd-Jones. The preacher must never be dull. He must never be boring. A dull preacher is a contradiction in terms. If he is dull, he is not a preacher. He may stand in a pulpit and talk, but he certainly not a preacher. Zeal. A sense of concern. A preacher must always convey the impression that he himself has been gripped by what he is saying. If he has not been gripped, nobody else will be. So this is absolutely essential. He is full of matter, and he is anxious to impart this. He is so moved and thrilled by it himself that he wants everybody else to share in this. He is concerned about them. That is why he is preaching to them. He's anxious about them, anxious to help them, anxious to tell them about the truth of God. So he does it with energy, with zeal, and with obvious concern for the people. In other words, a preacher who seems detached from the truth, and who is just saying a number of things which may be very good and true and excellent in themselves, is not a preacher at all. Warmth, rapport, urgency. There is no place for calm, cool, scientific detachment in these matters. Surely the whole object is to persuade people. He desires to persuade them of the truth of his message. He wants them to see it. He is trying to do something to them, to influence them. If this element is not present, whatever else it may be, it is not preaching. It is only when we begin to know something of Whitfield's melting quality that we shall be real preachers. If there's no power, it is not preaching. We must not be boring. Let me put that another way, in the positive.